Podcast Network Asia. Hi, everybody. I'm Edric.
I'm Joy.
Welcome to
Family Unboxed,
where we talk about everything family, from the light stuff, the fun stuff, to even the heavy and controversial stuff. Because our desire is to encourage families and see the world changed
one family at a time.
Hello, everybody. Welcome again to another episode of Family Unboxed. And as we go through this session, we're fresh from a wonderful family vacation, and there's so many priceless moments and, of course, captured memories on photo, which reminded us of this very important family principle called magic moment. So I'm going to ask my wife to tell us a little bit about what that means. What is a magic moment, darling?
I think it's, you know, it's a moment that you can't force upon your children. It happens in the context of being together with them, engaging them, getting into their world, doing things that they enjoy, letting them know that you have fun being with them. And then in that mix, in that moment of that togetherness, where it's not canned, it's not unnatural. It's not like you say, okay, son, let's have coffee and let's talk about life. But it's really, it happens in the context of you just doing things together. That's when they start to ask important life questions, or they open up about what's going on in their lives, or they're willing to open up when you ask them questions that may be more sensitive to them. So that's what a magic moment is. It can't be forced upon them. It happens in the context of just everyday engagement with one another, where you're present. And a lot of times, it happens most of the time when you're doing something fun together that they enjoy, that they feel like, hey, mom and dad, they're getting into my world and they're engaging me in my space.
Great, honey. So, you know, when we define magic moments, I love what you said about how it should not be canned, right? It's not something you force upon your kids or your family, although there is some intentionality, and we'll talk about that. But I think the reason it's called magic is because something magical happens in those moments. It's not just another natural, spontaneous family bonding encounter, but instead, it is a moment where they're able to ask life questions. And I've learned this from your dad, actually, Joy, right? As he shared this principle. And what I like about it is it becomes moments where they ask questions, and I'm so grateful that I am the one who's there, or we are the one as parents who are there, because if not, then they will ask this question to a friend, to someone else online. And when they ask these questions, they might not get the answers we want them to.
Yeah, I'll give an example. One time, our son, we were at a club and we were hanging out together. And there was an occasion when everyone else was, I think, busy playing, and my oldest son sat down with me, and he just very spontaneously said that, you know, he was feeling down about his future. He didn't think he was good at anything. He said he wasn't sure if he knew how to make friends or to reach out to people. And he was basically just unloading every possible issue that maybe a young adult could possibly have. And it wasn't like I really asked him a question, but the moment was conducive. His guards were down. We had just had fun together as a family. So I think he felt connected to Edric and myself. So he started sharing those things. And then it became an opportunity for me to speak life into his heart and just to encourage him and to remind him that, you know, hey, son, you don't have to impress anybody. You don't have to impress your dad and I. We love you as is, and God has a special plan for your life. So the only thing you really have to worry about is obeying him. And what has he told you to do? He's told you to obey us. So listen to our instruction. And then as you do your best to really seek after him, he will bless your decisions. He will bless your choices. And then I gave him some pointers on how to reach out to people. Things like, you know, when you're with people, don't think about what they can do for you or what they think about you, but think about how you can be a blessing to them, how you can minister to them. And so he's greatly improved in that area. That was years ago. And he's great with people now. And he has developed a God confidence that really comes from his own relationship with the Lord. But if I hadn't been there for that moment, I don't know if that could have happened again. And it was so special. And I was so happy to be able to be there. for him and with him so that he got to talk and share what was on his heart.
I don't want to credit grab here, but I was there too.
And you came later on.
I came later on. And I think I just want to add a cherry on top of the icing that Joyce already painted here as far as magic moments with that son. When we closed the time with him, he was so grateful. You know, he composed himself and he was thankful that we listened, A, and B, we gave perspective. And as a dad, the reason I like that particular magic moment and magic moments in general is because you don't see these things, right, honey? We didn't see nor expect that he was feeling all these things. But in a moment where we were together as a family in that club, we had actually just played a series of tennis games as they were trying to take some tennis classes. And he was just upset at his game. That was the impetus, the thing that triggered his emotional breakdown, if you will. As we wrapped up that time, he was so grateful that we were there. And as a dad, I was grateful that I saw this because I was then able to figure out, how can I help my son? How can I help ensure that these deep frustrations of his about what he's been able to do or the trajectory of his different activities because he's homeschooled weren't sufficient enough? And that, you know, allowed me to create things, environments that were more suitable. And when I look back at those things, those have been powerful in his college applications that he's undertaking right now. So I am grateful that there was that moment. Otherwise, so much of this things that we've built through the years would have been, I think, would have been futile or would have been misdirected, if you will. So that's why I wanted to add that about the example Joe gave.
That sounds serious, misdirected and futile.
Yeah, because, you know, if I didn't know that he felt like he needed help as far as peers and social skills, feeling good about himself, you know, we wouldn't have been able to expose him to clubs and teams and all sorts of leadership programs, which as a dad, someone involved in the homeschooling space, I put energy behind that. I mean, I tried my best to ensure that all those support systems were in place because the homeschooling landscape, even back then, was not as robust as it has become now with the pandemic.
The other thing about a magic moment is that it allows us to see where our kids are at in terms of their weaknesses and character or even their strengths, just because we're there to observe them. Like, I remember when we were going through the cornfields in the U.S. because we visited this pumpkin farm. This was 2 years ago before the pandemic. And we were having so much fun with the kids and we had this contest where Edric decided it was a huge cornfield, like it was a cornfield maze. And I wasn't so comfortable with Edric's idea because he said, let's let the boys figure out how to navigate the maze on their own without the map that was given to us.
As usual, not comfortable at the start. Okay.
And I was a little bit nervous. I wasn't worried about our older boys, but I was worried about our then 9-year-old son, Titus. Was he 9? I think he was 9 or 10. Anyway, he is good with visual spatial intelligence, but the cornfields, it was a huge, huge maze. In fact, you needed a map to navigate it, but he thought it would be a nice challenge for the boys. So I didn't want to contradict him. So what happened was when we got out of the maze, so a lot of us got out at different points. There's so many of us in our family. So we were with the younger girls and the boys were on their own. And when we got out, the two older boys had gotten out of the maze and then we followed after them, but Titus was missing. And this was like a confirmation of my fears because I was like, where is Titus? And I was so blessed by Eden because Eden decides he's going to go back and look for Titus. He volunteered to do so. And he was at some point able to find Titus. And I thought he would lead Titus out of the maze because he knew how to get out of the maze already. But he decides that he will allow Titus to figure it out on his own, but he would be there to accompany him. And this is why they took kind of a while to get out. At first, I thought now both of them were lost. But apparently it's because Eden wanted Titus to feel that sense of manhood and accomplishment that he actually got the maze done on his own without somebody having to tell him where to go. And I really was so blessed that Eden chose to do that. And had we not done that whole maze together as a family and done something fun like that, I don't know if we would have seen that side of Eden. And so we got to compliment him and just tell him, you know, Eden, that was really good of you to want Titus to feel a sense of accomplishment on his own, because you could have easily let him out of there because you knew the way, but you wanted him to figure it out on his own. So magic moments, when we are once again engaging our kids, doing something fun with them, something that they like to do, being present, allow us to also see their strengths and their weaknesses. And sometimes these magic moments also allow us to see their weaknesses. I just talked about a strength in Eden, but some weeks ago, well, this must have been shortly after Christmas. And see, during Christmas, we give our kids presents and they're allowed to unwrap everything, but they're not allowed to play with every toy that they get. So they have to store some of the toys away. They can play with one or two so they don't develop a sense of entitlement. I think we talked about this in one of the podcasts. And they don't get spoiled and they don't get tired of their toys. So there's something new to look forward to every Monday. That's the day they get to open and play with a new thing. And my fifth child, my daughter Catalina, who's a very expressive, opinionated person. So I think we were hanging out in
understatement.
she's like her dad, which can be
larger
really,
than life,
which can be a very good thing. But it has to be, in her case, she has to be guided. And I remember we were in the kitchen hanging out. Maybe we were baking or cooking something. We were doing some bonding thing together. And she plops herself on the counter and she says with her expressive personality, "You know, Mom, someday when I have kids, I am going to let them play with all the toys they get for Christmas." And I was like, okay, I knew she was referring to the fact that she doesn't get to open and play with everything. And she was trying to say something to me. But I said to her, "Oh, really? Do you think that's going to be healthy for your child someday? Because it might make them spoiled." And I was surprised. She actually said, "I don't care." And so I talked to her more about it and explained the principle behind why we don't allow them to just play with all their toys and we want them to learn to wait. And I don't know if she completely got it. But my point about this magic moment is that I don't know if I would also see what's in her heart all the time if I don't have those kind of conversations with my kids, or they don't voluntarily say things like that because I'm not present or I'm not engaging them. So that's when I realized, okay, I need to pray for this daughter of mine, because I think that she is an area of weakness here where she doesn't like to wait. She doesn't like to be told what to do. She can have that tendency to be maybe more on the spoiled side because she was the youngest for a very long time before Kaylee came along. And she has a very strong personality. So all these things, right? You think about all these things. And in the Bible, when Mary would observe Jesus and he would say things or do things, it says that she would treasure these things in her heart. There's passages of scripture that say that. And I think that's what these magic moments give us as parents, the ability to just treasure moments or things that our children say in our hearts. And sometimes you don't even have to respond right away with a piece of advice or to tell them what to do, but we can just kind of let the experience percolate and we can mull over it and think through, okay, you know, how could I have addressed that in a better way? Or how can I address this now? What can I pray for in the life of my child? What are they going through? What are they struggling with? So that's the important thing about magic moments. They can show us both the good things and the bad things that we need to be cognizant about so that we can pray for these things and coach our children through these things.
Hold on, honey. Before we continue on with the show, I'm sure some of our listeners are wondering how we collab with brands here in Family Unboxed. And with that, our lovely listeners, we use Podmetrics.
Yes. So if you have a podcast, sign up now at podmetrics.co and use the code UNBOXD. One word, all caps. And that's one way you can help support the show as well.
Oh, and if ever you're an advertiser who wants to collab with Family Unboxed, head on over to advertiser.podmetrics.co and fill up the form. Again, that's Podmetrics,
the easiest way to monetize your podcast.
Wonderful. Now, having explained and detailed how important it is and what these magic moments look like, let's talk about how, honey. I want to start off and talk about the reality is, even if it is supposed to be spontaneous, natural, and not canned, as Joy said at the start, magic moments have to be something done intentionally. What do I mean? There are several ways to create environments where magic moments can happen right? You don't force a magic moment, but you create the environment. And one of them is by predictable rhythms. And we've talked about this in other podcasts where our family and our children need to bank on something. For example, in our family, do you want to talk about the predictable rhythms we have, honey, very quickly? Because I know we've expounded on this in another podcast.
Right. So this is where the intentionality comes in. We're not trying to force conversations upon our children, but we try to make sure that they have moments in the week that they can anticipate where they know we're going to be together or we're going to have hangout time. So for our sons, it's 10:30 every Monday morning where they get to engage Edric. Like, he has an appointment that's set just for them. He's blocked it off in his calendar to engage our older sons. And he calls it his mentoring time with them, because he really wants to mentor them in terms of manhood, in terms of business know-how, because they're trying to do a business together right now. So he set aside that time to really speak to them. And they have questions about life or anything else, they could ask it then. But that won't obviously be the only time, but it is a set time that's dedicated to them, because everyone gets busy, right? So sometimes if we don't set aside occasions to really engage our kids, then it's also hard for them to approach us because they think that we're so busy or we're not available. And then we have family date nights, which is every Thursday night. Then of course, every morning, as much as possible, we're exercising with our kids. So I would say that the best magic moment happens when we're at the table, when we're sharing meals together, because one of our rules is that we're not supposed to have gadgets at the table. We're not supposed to be distracted by devices. So this allows us to just listen to our kids, see them engage one another. I mean, they have magic moments with one another too. It's not just with us. It's really also with one another. So a lot of the conversations happen at the table, and our meal times can sometimes really get long, and our kids sometimes prefer talking to each other or talking to us instead of eating. And we have to remind them, okay, kids, you know, you got to eat your food. But we love seeing our kids happy and engaging each other. In fact, Edric and I have this term. We say, you know, when our kids are chirpy like birds, that means that they're happy. That means that they're feeling loved. They're feeling close to one another, to us. So mealtimes are a great way to engage our kids and create those magic moments. So while you can create the setting, I would say you can create the setting for a magic moment, but you don't force the magic moment upon your children, because it really has to be that they are at a point of being comfortable and safe and trusting of us. But you can create a conducive environment for these magic moments to happen. So that's what Edric's referring to. That's where the intentionality comes in. And you do that by scheduling times in the week to engage your kids, and also just letting them know that you're present during things like mealtimes, which is a great time for everybody to be present. But we've mentioned this before, and I just want to highlight it again. There are occasions too when we just take our kids out one at a time to just be with them. And now there's a limitation with this because certain kids cannot go out yet. But Edric's going to expound on this.
Yeah. So the first way to create environments for magic moments will be to create predictable rhythms. Joy just detailed, right? Setting schedules in the week. And I have to be honest here. I think, you know, part of the reality is, even as we do this podcast, we are far from perfect parents. You know, we are a work in progress. So the truth behind this is we like journeying with parents. And as a father, my weakness is part of the magic behind magic moments is, although you do have these predictable rhythms, you also need to be available. And Joy touched a little bit on that. And I would encourage you, as you listen, you need to make your children feel like you're available in general, especially through this pandemic and the protocols who are at home. If we're not able to give them these available signals, and instead we give busy signals, it's going to be hard for them to also feel like that they can open up and ask these life questions and therefore experience magic moments with them. So having said that, go ahead, honey.
I wanted to add, do you remember the time when Elijah kind of hinted at the fact that he felt like you were so busy and not available?
Many times.
No, you've improved so much.
Have I improved?
That's one of the reasons why you set aside these mentoring sessions for them. Because you want it to be a time where you can be intentional with them and they feel like if they want to ask you about anything, they can. And do you remember recently when one of our sons approached you with something very, very personal? And we can't say it here because it's too personal. But he felt very comfortable talking to you about it, but he just wanted to find a moment to do it. And I remember that you were pretty busy during that week, but you told him, hey, you know what, son, if it's really important to you, I'll drop. I'll drop what I'm doing so that we can talk. Do you remember that?
Mm.
And he did get to open up to you, and you were actually surprised with what he shared, but you talked him through it and you processed it with him. And I think he's okay now.
Yeah, thanks, baby. Thanks for redeeming my reputation here. But yeah, so I need to improve in this area. And I think what Joy is sharing is an encouragement to me also that I guess I am improving. So thanks, baby. So that is important. That is part of the messaging of these predictable rhythms. The number one is we need to have predictable signals also in general that we can be approached, or if we cannot, then those are not too often. You know, if we are really just not available to engage our children, then they will look for other ways, other people for their source of answers. The next thing I wanted to say is on top of predictable rhythms, which Joy touched on a little bit before I jumped back in, was we now also need to have these unpredictable moments where, although you have predictable rhythms, because as in our case, we have several children, we need to now get a pulse where there is some signal that the child needs attention. They might withdraw, they're quiet more than usual, or they're more excitable and hyper and, you know, distracted or distractible. they try to get a lot of attention from us or from the kids, and they're creating fights or whatever, then that is an indication that, okay, this child needs attention. So that's when we now take them on these one-on-one magic moments. So there are magic moments that happen during these predictable routines or even planned vacations, if you will. And then there are these one-on-ones that happen spontaneously. And one of my favorite moments was when my son Titus was sick and I had a meeting to go to in the office, and I was leaving the house and I saw him and I forgot that he was home. And as I saw him, I looked at him and he looked really, really sad. So I figured, okay, this is a magic moment. My son is usually super joyful. He's like his mom in that sense, predictably happy and joyful, sometimes to a fault. So when I saw him like that, I figured there's really something wrong. Let me talk to this guy. So I said, hey, let's go for a quick walk. And as I took him on this quick walk, here was a magic moment. Unplanned, I figured he needed attention. So I messaged my office and my team. I said I was going to be late. So I spent time just walking with him quickly. And as I walked with him, his countenance changed. He smiled and was back to his old self as if he wasn't sick. And he said, Dad, so when you kiss mom, she gets pregnant, right? I'll never forget those words. And I've shared this in so many different occasions. And as he said that, of course, I laughed and I looked at him and I said, well, not exactly. That's part of it. And I explained to him how sex worked. And I talked about it. I told him straight how it worked. And maybe in the next podcast, we will teach all of you how to be able to unbox the topic of sex with your children. In the meantime, I'm so glad that I'm the one who gave him the answers. Because after that, he's like, okay, it's cool. And I thought that was the end of it. At the end of our talk and chat, we got to this part and his siblings were there and they had some friends and cousins who were there. He started shouting like he really wasn't sick. Hey, guys. And they're like, oh, hey, Titus. They kept their distance from him. This is before the pandemic. And he said, guess what? And they're all like, what? He said, my daddy spent time with me. And, you know, as he said that, he looked at me and I looked at him. And of course, I felt a tear well form in my eye. And I realized how important that moment was, just taking him out for a quick walk. And that's why I love personally these magic moments, is because when they are in moments like this, the unplanned encounters that you deliberately take time to give your children because you sense that they need it, they will ask life questions like that. How does sex work? And I'm glad that I was there to answer it. And as a wonderful bonus to that, there was that joy and that deep delight that my son apparently had in the fact that I was spent time with him. So I encourage the dads, especially if you're listening, you know, that we are busy and I know you are, but these magic moments are powerful. So that's the second way of how you need to ask, what are these unplanned, random moments that they might need to be with you? They could be short or long, and sense what those are and take advantage of that opportunity. So that's the how. You want to look for predictable routines. You want to look for the random moments. And I think the last way to be able to create magic moments or an environment is, once again, you cannot force magic moments, but there are times where you need to. For example, there was a time when with my son, there was an encounter we had. We were exercising and he had said some things. You know, he's much older now, my eldest son. So he's clearly has his own opinions and I respect that and I want that from him. But because he's highly intellectual, he speaks his mind, literally. The way that it's processed in his mind, the tone, the delivery. He is not malicious, but because he speaks it from his mind, for me as a dad, I feel very disrespected. And that was one of those moments. So I called him out in front of everybody. I'm like, don't talk to me like that, you know? I said, that's very disrespectful. And he was quiet. And I could tell that he was a little bit, the Bible says, you know, fathers, do not exasperate your children. He looked really exasperated because he just wanted to speak his mind and we were encouraging it. So it seemed like he was getting mixed signals. So what did I do? I forced the magic moment. I called him out after the workout. I said, Elijah, let's talk. And so I spoke to him like a man, you know, adult, not adult child. We encourage that for older kids. And I said, let's talk about what happened earlier. And I opened up. I said, I'm sorry for my tone and the way I called you out. Will you forgive me? But, you know, what you did was, I felt very disrespected. So what happened? And he started opening up. He said, Dad, you know, I really just wanted to talk about the pacing you were doing for the workout. It was a very simple thing. The pacing you were doing, you weren't counting properly. And you know, if we really want to get the maximum impact of the workout, we have to count and pace ourselves properly. And so I got to express myself and I said, you know what, son, I was actually exhausted. That's why I was counting faster. So I was doing it intentionally, but I did not like the manner. And so in that moment, that forced magic moment, if you will, my son had an opportunity to express himself properly. And he said, I really felt, you know, hurt that you called me out like that. And I apologized again. And we created resolutions. I said, okay, son, here's what I'll do. I will be very mindful of my tone. And I will assume that you don't mean those things. But next time, let's have a cue for ourselves. If you want to call me out, or if I want to call you out, let's do it privately. It's like, okay, Dad. And I said, okay. And as we did that, you know, I hugged him, again, man hug. He looked at me and he said, thank you, Dad. Thanks for having this talk with me. And we're able to clear the air. And I realized how important that was for my adult son. And for me as a dad also, if I sweep these things under the rug or I let it go, it's going to be hard for us to keep the relationship healthy moving forward. Because I was really upset about that simple thing. So that's a third way to create magic moments. There might be these rare moments where you need to call them out, force it so that you can experience some powerful relationship building and even healing, which we've talked about in other discussions. So anything you want to add, babe, about magic moments as we wrap up our time?
One of the things that I realized is that our kids actually prefer to be with us rather than others. Before, I used to think that maybe they really just want to be with their friends because they have so much fun with their friends and they do enjoy being with their cousins, their friends, their peers. Now it's largely online, but there are times with our neighbors we can get together with because it's like our bubble. But recently when we were together on a family vacation at the beach and our kids were jumping around, having fun, one of our sons spontaneously said, you know, Mom, I like being with our friends, but I really also prefer it when it's just us. And I was so blessed by that because I think sometimes as parents, we're wondering, you know, will our kids really like us? Will they like to hang out with us? Do they like being with us? And as we develop a closer and closer relationship with them and we have a lot of fun times with them, of course, this is not to say that we're going to disregard all the disciplining part and all the intentional teaching part. We've talked about that in other podcasts. But for the focus of this particular one, the premise is, when we do develop that close relationship with our children, their hearts do turn towards us and they do want to be with us and they take great delight in being together. So that's my encouragement for you guys. I think sometimes you're probably, maybe if you don't have a super good relationship with your child right now, you're wondering, how am I going to even create a conducive environment to have magic moments or create those moments, be intentional about those moments so that they can happen spontaneously? Well, my encouragement to you is as you continue to just pursue your children and have a good relationship with them and try your best to be loving, understanding, to listen to them, to have good communication with them, naturally you'll see as time goes by that those magic moments will happen because their hearts will gravitate towards you. So that's my encouragement. If it doesn't happen right away, right now, don't be discouraged because sometimes, you know, to develop a close relationship with our children, to really make them feel like they can trust us with who they are, it does take time. So the great thing about being under a pandemic situation, the pandemic's not great, but the fact that we are forced to bond together and be together means that we can have a lot of time together with our children, and we can be very purposeful about that time.
All right, darling, thank you for sharing that. So let's wrap up our time. Thank you again for joining us for another episode of Family Unboxed. And this episode was all about magic moments. So speaking of magic moments, it's now time to have a magic moment of our own. Bye, everybody. See you in our next episode.
Bye, guys.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.